The New York State Senate has included raising the state's minimum wage in its one House budget resolution. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, that's not necessarily a signal that a wage increase is moving forward in the state spending plan.
Senate Republicans and a group of breakaway Democrats who lead the Senate have included an increase in the state's minimum wage in their one House version of the state budget. But Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos says he still has some reservations about a provision he's in the past labeled a job killer. And he says any minimum wage increase must be part of a larger deal.
Some have written that I support it. What I said in our budget resolution is that I would consider it along with other business tax credits and incentives.
The Senate GOP has proposed a package that includes a larger child tax credit and a revival of the STAR property tax break rebate checks. Senate co-leader and head of the Independent Democratic Conference, Senator Jeff Klein, says he views the inclusion of the minimum wage proposal as a positive sign.
Minimum wage workers can't wait. We need to do it now. We need to do it this year.
Governor Cuomo has sought an $8.75 an hour minimum wage hike. Assembly Democrats want it increased to $9 an hour. The Senate budget plan does not name a specific dollar amount, however. Senator Klein, who initially supported the higher amounts, now indicates he's willing to compromise.
We clearly have a lot of numbers, and I think it's incumbent upon us now to consider what that perfect number is. For minimum wage workers around the state.
The Senate plan would increase the minimum wage over a three-year period. The first increase would be retroactive to the first day of 2013. Assembly Democrats included their $9 an hour minimum wage increase in their one House state budget. It's also indexed to automatic increases in the future tied to the cost of living. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver criticized the Senate's proposal.
There's no substance to it. They don't tell you what it is. They don't tell you whether there's indexing or not. So we really have no clue as to what they did.
Governor Cuomo says the fact that the Senate agreed to put a minimum wage proposal into their budget at all is a hopeful development.
That is a sign of progress. That means they're willing to discuss it in the budget. Now the problem is we all have different minimum wage numbers. So that's what has to be reconciled.
And the governor says if the minimum wage increase is not resolved in time for the budget, it could be dealt with in the three-month-long post-budget session. The Senate co-leaders also disagree about another part of the Senate budget resolution. It appears to eliminate funding for the state police to carry out provisions of the new gun control law approved by the governor and the legislature in January. Senate GOP leader Skelos portrayed it as a reduction.
You put money in, you take money out. The governor has his priorities, we have ours, and we'll see where it ends up.
But Senate Independent Democratic Leader Klein says it's not a cut, but he admits the provision has been modified.
That was, totally taken out of context. What the Senate coalition wants to do is expand the database. We want to keep the pistol database. As the governor proposed, but we want to take it one step further.
Senator Klein says it would also include public records of everyone convicted of a gun-related crime. Governor Cuomo says he won't accept any budget changes that do not fully fund provisions of the gun law, including the money for the state police to enforce an assault weapons ban and new gun registrations.
But it's not something that I will entertain.
The governor and lawmakers have just a few more days to resolve their differences over the spending plan if they hope to meet their self-imposed deadline to have the budget in place before the Passover and Easter holidays. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.